We're going to hear about a great initiative hoping to bring the community in Guildford together. We're going to chat now to Shah Sadiq from Shah's Secreto restaurant in Guildford. Hi, Shah. Good to speak to you this morning.
Oh, hi. Good morning, John. Good to speak to you too.
Yeah, really good to have you on. We're going to talk a bit about what you're doing, trying to bring the community together. But I want to talk a bit about you, because your story is really fascinating. So, first of all, tell me a bit about Shah Sakiko, your latest restaurant in Guildford.
Right. Okay, John. I came to this country end of 2003. And since then, I've been doing all sort of job. But my dream job was to open a restaurant. So I opened my restaurant in 2012, and then I opened a couple of other restaurants, and then eventually I opened Shah Secreto in 2019, beginning of 2020, just 2 weeks before lockdown.
Oh, wow, what a time to open a new business. And of course, at that point, at that point, I suppose we didn't really know, you know, the impact that COVID is going to have on our lives. And here you are with a new business.
I had no clue.
And opening it and then shutting it down again.
Yes, yeah. I bought it as an Italian place in 2019. And by the time I refurbished it and opened it, it was March, 5th of March and 19th of March, we closed down.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you got going and then it kind of came to a grinding halt. But yeah, you've weathered the storm. And how was that journey, you know, going sadly sort of into lockdown through COVID, and now here we are with cost of living and, you know, the challenges you're facing. How are things now?
It's absolutely difficult, John. It's, you know, cost of living is very, very critical. And I think COVID was a time we all understood the situation, that the whole world is going through a very difficult time. But cost of living is, I find it very, very hard for myself, for everybody.
And as a business owner as well, you know, you're going to face rising costs, and you at the same time, you have to stay competitively priced, so you know you can't always pass, I suppose, always cost on to the customers, because they're going to go elsewhere, and you're up against, you know, big chains and things like that. So there's all sorts of challenges facing you there.
Yes, independent businesses like me, we have small budget for marketing, and you know, it's single-handedly done. On top of this, the price, cost of living, the price for the product we use, and also the gas and electricity. The biggest blow was the gas and electricity. The little bit of margin you can put on top of your price, and you can cover the cost of your food price. But the gas and electricity, you can't really, you know, I can't charge in my menu that much money for my customers, and it's simply not possible.
I mean, what's the solution? How are you kind of getting through all this?
Well, keep the cost low, try to run with less staff, because that's the only place you can maneuver. You cannot do anything with rent rate and other fixed costs. It's just the only place is that I work more and I put less people. So that my wages is low, and cost effectively run the restaurant, make sure there is no wasting, make sure gas and electricity, everything run effectively. And just market more as an independent business to, ask people to come and support the independent businesses and put some new offers and new menus as well. I recently introduced thali and vegan dishes, so to attract more people.
Yes, I mean, you mentioned independent businesses, and what I love, I mean, you know, there's sort of pockets of independent businesses all around the community. I know where we're based at Radio Oak in St John's Village, we've got so many independent shops. Guildford, where you are, you know, you've got yourselves, there's all sorts of independent businesses. I think that, do you think people are now kind of thinking, yeah, actually, we want to shop local, we want to support local businesses, rather than going through, you know, sort of a uniform sort of restaurant or a shop that looks the same wherever you go in the country?
Yes, yeah. Well, people in Guildford, they are very much supportive to the local businesses. I must have to say that. You know, sometimes customers see independent businesses and they just come and ask me and say, "Shah, we came here just because we saw you were independent." But another hardest part in Guildford is the rent and rate in Guildford is very, very expensive. Yeah. So running an independent business in Guildford High Street is extremely challenging. However, you know, you can understand that I opened my business just before 2 weeks in lockdown, and I still managed to survive, which is, you know, without the support of the local people, it was simply impossible.
Yeah, there you go. The community is so, so important. We're going to come on.
Community is so important.
Absolutely. We're going to come on to a bit about what you're doing about, you know, bringing the community together. And I've seen some of the stuff you're doing on Facebook. But first, I really wanted to sort of talk about, you mentioned, you know, you've been running successful restaurants, you know, Indian restaurants in and around Guildford for the last 8 years. You currently live in Ash Green. How did you come to live here in Surrey? What sort of brought you over from Bangladesh?
Well, for better life, absolutely. More secured life, more opportunity in this country. So that makes me come to this country. But since I come here, I face many challenges. First of them was language. I couldn't speak good English. And the skills. So I didn't have much education at that time. Whereas I was a student of computer science, which I couldn't finish. So for different situation in my life changed, my parents died and I moved to UK. And then I become a, you know, I started working in an Indian restaurant. Mm. And then I was a delivery driver. Then I become a taxi driver. And then I start doing restaurant again. But I was living in Manchester 8.5 years. And then I moved back in Guildford in 2010, I think end of 2010, because I like the weather, I like the vibe of Guildford.
Yeah.
And I opened my first restaurant in Merrow, Ashoka Tandoori, which I opened in 2012. And then in 2015, I opened one restaurant in Camberley. And in 2017, I became part of another restaurant in Guildford.
Wow.
But in 2019...
It's going to keep you busy, all this, isn't it?
Well, I tried to keep myself busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And where did the love of, you know, cooking and the dream of owning a restaurant, where did all that come from? Did that sort of go back to your childhood?
Well, since I become, you know, a student, that's the time I start to learn. I start to learn cooking because we used to live in a you know, friends of ours who used to live in a house where you know, we need cooking. That's how I was the first person who started cooking, and that's how I felt love for cooking and dishes. And I'm a big food lover. But since I come in this country, I worked in Indian restaurant and I find it very interesting. And I find very interesting to talk to people, and it's the big opportunity to run a restaurant or work in a restaurant, to talk to people, make new friends, and you understand the life more when you talk to more people from different background. And this become my passion, and I really, really passionate about running the restaurant and the food.
And this is what I love about, you know, the community here in Surrey. There's so many different sort of pockets of people from different, you know, different countries, different backgrounds, different cultures. And I think, you know, we should celebrate that because everyone has different ideas, different beliefs. But I think that, that makes us stronger when we come together.
Of course, yes, It's the beauty of living in this country. If I was never living in this country, I would never know about the different communities and everything. And now I know and I understand, I respect the values of people coming from different backgrounds. They bring different cuisines and the different, everything is positively, I look things positively, that what difference it makes to become a community, a vibrant community.
Yes, and you know, Guildford is such a great place to be.
Amazing.
I mean, it's
Guildford
amazing.
Guildford is an amazing place. For different communities, and yeah, it's amazing. Guildford is very good.
So let's talk a bit about what you're doing. Helpika is your sort of latest initiative. So this is really a chance to connect people, I suppose, locally in the Guildford area. So tell me a bit about that.
John, I have been doing some philanthropical works in Bangladesh, where I came from, and I felt that, you know, I came from a background, and I felt that, you know, I have to give something back. But at the same time, I felt that, you know, this country and this community give me so much, and it's become my home. My kids live here, my business here, and it's my home now. And I want to give something back. So this is how I started doing Helpica. Helpica is a project. I thought my restaurant is in a brilliant location in Guildford High Street, which people can use it as a hub to support other people. And we can bring the community together to help each other. I recently talking to a lady who is a henna artist, and she's an artist, and I said, you can teach your students here, because she don't have an accommodation where she can teach her students. So I give her the opportunity to use Shastrikrito to have teach somebody as henna or maybe an art.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So this is how I'm trying to help the community and bring the community together. Yeah.
And really, you know, your restaurant at the centre of town, and it's part of a community, but you're inviting a community to, you know, make it a hub, I suppose, for people to come in and, like you say, you know, use the space. That's just really good. So you've got an event coming up then later this month.
We are planning, we already planned an event on 27th of this month, from 9:30 to 11:30, we call it community tea and talk. Our goal is to invite people who have the willingness to give something back and who have some sort of skill. They can come here, talk to us. We can plan something. One of my plan in near future is to start a cooking class. Because due to the cost of living, I realized that if I can teach people how to cook a very cheap meal at home, and nutritious and hot food, anyone can cook that at home. So this is the plan, which is coming soon. But at the same time, I want to plan something to bring more people in our boat in Helpica, so that, you know, they can support other people, and even they can use this restaurant as a hub without any cost. So they can just come here, run their own classes if they need this place, and so they can use it. This is my message to my community.
This is just so brilliant and just such a great thing that you're doing, and that's just going to be so, I think, welcomed by the community. So give us the details then for your event later in June. How do we get involved with that?
Well, we just recently start posting pictures, leaflets in the social media. And we are hoping that on 27th we have a small community turn up for a tea and coffee for the discussion. We already have a small team which we are working together to bring more people in this event. Guildford, experience Guildford become part of us. So experience Guildford is helping us to promote this event. We want more people come and join with us, and together we can do something big.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, we'll get you on again to sort of talk about how things are going, but for now it's been really, really lovely to talk to you. And do you know what, talking to you, Shah, your passion for what you do and for your community, it really comes across, and it's just such a beautiful thing.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much. And you can find out more by having a look at the website. Have a look at Shah's restaurant, shahsecreto.co.uk. You can read all about it and find out more about the restaurant.